Good morning. I took a nap again. It's morning all over. Good evening. All right, we're going to sing page 333 this evening. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Tonight, turn with us to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. That's kind of going to be our diving board. But the car's still running again, so we hey, buddy. Hey, as somebody said, it's usually you can't crank them. That's the problem, to get them to cut off. So just be praying there. We can pull a fuse and get it to cut off. So, do anybody have a word of praise or a testimony tonight? The Lord is good. Ma'am? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've had a quiet afternoon. Praise the Lord. Well, as long as y'all didn't paint it too red. I said, long. You sound like y'all was painting the town red. If you're watching on the outskirts, because they wouldn't let you in town, because you done painted it red too many times. If you're watching my Facebook, this is why you need to come. I mean, just we can have a cut up with you. No, we would love to have you. But if you're watching with us, we're thankful that you're with us. If you're listening by the radio, we give God the praise too, and ask that we can be hope that we can be a blessing to you, and that you'll be encouraged. But if you don't remember anything about Thomas Village or me, I pray you remember that nobody loves you like Jesus. No one's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let him, he'll do even greater things than you could ever imagine. Tonight we're going to be going through the laws again and looking at them and see if they're beneficial or if they're contrived. If you remember, we found one, at least one, that was contrived in the last. So who has their study sheet? Sister Donna's got hers. Anybody need one?
Oh, there's four been added now. I mean, it's,
you need one?
As he's passing them out, we'll go to a time in the prayer. Like I said, continue to pray for our car and lift it, pray to keep running. They told us they fixed it about 3 weeks ago. But also pray for our, as we are beginning our new church here, just continue to pray for our ministries, and that we'll be where God would have us to be and not trying to conjure up or push up something that he has no thought or hand in. We also want to pray for those that are traveling. I know Brother Otis is out of town, and there's some others. Oh, also be praying for Jenny McKinney and Brother Mark. They went down to Carolina, and there's been a tough event. And just lift them up in their family, that they can bring some peace and help them a little bit. And I text with him this afternoon. Anyone else got a word of a praise or a prayer request? All right. I'm going to ask Brother Gary if you would lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. If you've turned to 2 Timothy, if you look there in chapter 3, around verse 14, and let's see what it says. It says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from a child you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." So what Paul is telling Timothy right there is he's saying you've been acquainted with the Scriptures all your life. They've been a part of you, but you know, you can take them for granted. There's many Scriptures like John 3:16, even like the one we've been doing this morning, the Ephesians 8 and 9, that we can quote and just put them out there with our tongue, but do we really give thought on what we're actually saying or what the precept is in that Scripture? So tonight we're going to begin, if you remember, these are the 613 do's and don'ts that had been built up by the rabbis during the time, by the time that Christ was on the scene. If there are, how many positive were there? You remember? 285? 248. And how many negative? I knew there was a five on there somewhere. I knew if one of them ended with a five. As we've looked at them, what we see is that that last time we were looking, we had eight positives and we had four negatives. So tonight we're going to pick up in we'll pick up on number 12. This way you don't have to run through the Scriptures. No, we'll pick up to 13. That's where we got to. And we'll go through 24, all righty. The 13th commandment is to love other Jews. Now, would you say that's a positive or a negative? Amen. And the scripture they put behind it is Leviticus 19:18. "Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." Now, would you say that that is a right interpretation of that scripture? I would kindly say, yeah. But it says, as thyself as well. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I know, but what you've got to remember is, okay, so anybody else feel like that's not pertaining to loving your fellow Jew? All righty. Well, I think that it is about loving yourself and one another. But we know that that's applicable in today's life as well. That's what Christ said. And if you go and you look at what the Old Testament said about loving yourself and loving your neighbor, it never said that you're to hate your enemy. It always said that was from the teachings of the rabbis as it got a little bit harder and more the ungodly people came into their presence and their relationships. All righty. Number 14, to love converts, positive or negative? Positive. Amen. Deuteronomy 10, verse 19. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Now, would you say that that's applied correctly? Amen. I mean, the stranger is anyone that's basically is the Gentile. Anyone that is not a Jew that would come on. Now, there were some when they were in the wilderness and walking, coming into the promised land, they would have to be in the back of the pack, and there was a certain way that it was to be done. But do you think that this is should be applied today? Amen. Amen. The strangers need our love as well. And like I said this morning, you know, church hurt is one of the things that today, I believe, keeps a lot of people out of church. And that the hypocrisy, they say we're hypocrites, not because, well, some of it is because we've our fallen pastors and things like that and stuff that's coming out in the about the Baptist Association, but also that we preach a gospel of love and compassion, and yet we can be some of the meanest people in the world. I promise you that there's some of the meanest people you'll ever meet are sitting in a Baptist pew. Yeah, that's a pretty good catch there. That's a pretty good catch there. Anybody see it any different? I didn't catch it. But you know that that's what they did, just like on the, remember on the Good Samaritan? And they walked by, he was a stranger, and the religious would not receive him. They wouldn't help him. And it was a Samaritan that came along and showed the love of a neighbor. All right, number 15. Do not hate the fellow Jew. Look at Leviticus 19, verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. So how would you define that? I mean, it's pretty clear right there in the verse 1. So this would be a positive or a negative. It's what we don't do. It'd be a negative. Anytime you see a not, you can just go ahead and say negative. If that's why I put them big, so that we could figure it out. But notice he goes on to say that thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Now, some, when they were jealous of their neighbor, they would bring up false accusations. And remember that there were two specific ways that they could judge the false accusations. And if it comes to light that the neighbor had made a false accusation, then everything that was going to be done to the one that he had lied about would fall upon them. So do you think this is... How would we apply this today? I mean, I easily is love your fellow church member. You know, do not, thou shalt not in any way wise rebuke them, but rebuke thy neighbor and suffer not sin against them. I mean, that's, if we're going to love the world, then we've got to begin by loving one another. Jesus said that they will know you by the love that you have. Any other thoughts? Yes, ma'am. Kind of like Paul did Peter. I don't think he did it that gentle. I don't think he did it that gentle, you know. But, yeah, I mean, and because most of the time, if somebody sees something or they're told, they just run off and talk about it. You know, they don't ask them, I see you've lost the joy. I see you've lost your commitment. Is there anything I can do to help you? Is there anything going on in your life that that you just need to talk about? So there's many ways to do that. All right, we are to repeat. Well, that's the next one, sister. Verse 16, to reprove those that do wrong. If you look up in Leviticus 19:17, again, it says that you're to suffer. If there's, don't suffer their sin. Don't put up with their sin. You mean, don't let it drag out, that you're to confront them. All right, is 16 a positive or a negative? It's positive. That's right. Now, this is one I don't think we've thought about. Notice it says, do not embarrass others. Have you ever thought about that? Putting other people in a difficult situation? Sometimes we act without thinking. Would you agree that this, let's read it again. Read it for us, Sister Donna. No, I mean the scripture, Leviticus 19:17. You still there? So would you say that this is a proper application of it?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, he says you rebuke them. Don't let them continue on and fall on their face, you know, and shame, more shame befall them. Number 18, do not oppress the weak. Positive or a negative? Negative. Yeah, got it. Exodus 22:21. Thou shalt neither vex, that means to oppress a stranger, nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. So, would you say that this scripture is rightly divided and rightly interpreted there? That you're not to oppress the weak? And the idea of oppression is, me, you know, holding them down, pushing them down, not giving them the freedom to get up, you know. And there's many ways that we can lift up and encourage. How would we apply this to today? Amen. Amen. Exactly. That a boy goes a long way. You know what I mean? Or that a girl goes a long way. Just a little bit of encouragement, and you never know what it'll do for somebody that may be down in the dumps. All right, let's see. We are on 19. All right. Do not gossip about others. Leviticus 19:16. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Is this a positive or a negative? All right. Would you say it's a proper interpretation? I would too. I mean, the idea of a talebearer is just one that can't wait to spread some news. Sometimes it may be accurate. Sometimes it may not be. But, you know, it's hard sometimes not to do it, ain't it? It's hard sometimes, especially if you've been doing it and you have to watch your mouth and close your mouth. I've been trying to do that around the house. And you know what? Sometimes a word will come out, and when the sentence I'm about to say, and I have to catch it mid-sentence and just shut up. But praise God, he's teaching me better about how to not just run off at the mouth. The next one is verse 21. Do not bear a grudge. This would be a negative. And again, we see it there. Do not take revenge, positive or negative. Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Would you say that this is a proper interpretation? I would too. You know, even in the Old Testament, the Lord said that I'll fight your battles. You know, if you just let me go before you and you honor me in what you do, then I will fight the battles for you. So, and that's hard sometimes right there to, ma'am? What, the gossip?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be a sponge. You know what I mean? Sometimes you may not be doing it, but you can sure suck it in and enjoy hearing what's being said. Thank you, sister. I'll be on 21. Did it cut off y'all's 21? Okay, well, it's don't bear a grudge, and it's the same verse as in verse 20. And so I think in this translation, it clearly says, do not hold a grudge. So it means that you've got to be willing to let it go. Maybe not have let it go yet, but at least asking the Lord, give me the ability to let it go. Do you think this is applicable in today's society? Most definitely. All right. Verse 22. Y'all got a 22?
Yes.
All right. Learn to learn the Torah and teach it. Is this a positive or a negative? Positive. Deuteronomy 6:7. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall walk and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Man, if I could go back. What he's saying is that it should be just regular conversation in your house, the Word of God. It shouldn't be anything that's awkward or you have to make special time for. It should just flow through. And, you know, we categorize our Christianity. We say, we'll do it over here, and we'll do it at this time, and we'll do it for this purpose. And we're missing out so much when we are seeking a destination, like I read the other day, when Jesus is the destination. You know, if we're in Him, then we find fulfillment. All right. Do you think this is a proper interpretation? Amen. Do you think it's applicable today? Matter of fact, it's very needed today. Very needed today. The Word of God, the Word of truth needs to go forth. All right, 23. To honor those who teach and know the Torah. Positive or negative? Yep. Leviticus 19:32. You shall stand up before the gray head and honor the face of an old man, and you shall fear the Lord. You shall fear your God. I am the Lord. Now, do you think that it's applied correctly? I don't see where it just talks about an old person is kindly what I see. I mean, and I know that they are this considered, you know, the elders, but I don't think maybe you can honor that as they teach a godly way, but I don't think you can throw the Torah in there, can you? But that might have been a part of their culture. Remember, they wanted just to flow in their house at the supper table. in the context, it may be understood that way to the Jew. Anybody think different? I'm going to go partial. Yeah, I mean, if it's their culture, you know what I mean? The older ones would have been those that knew the scriptures, you know, and so they would be the ones that would be responsible to make it around the table and flowing through the households. So I think that we can go with it. Anyone, is there any way you can apply this today? Oh yeah, the Bible says to respect those that are in charge over you, for they'll give a report to the Lord. Any other thoughts on that one? Okay, but 24. Do not inquire into adultery. Idolatry, beginning with an I, not an A. I had to make that clear with my jaw, slack jaw. Would this be a positive or a negative? Look at Leviticus 19:4. Do not turn to idols or make for yourself any gods of cast metal. I am the Lord your God. Now, would you say that that would go along with the right interpretation?
Yes.
I do too. And you know, it was when they started flirting with the other nations' religions. You remember Solomon? He started out, but he began to bring in wives and concubines from other places, and then next thing you know, he's worshiping with them on the grove. And so he says, don't even look into it. You remember, like, kind of like Lot and Sodom, you know, he cast his gaze on Sodom, and next thing you know, his wife is a pillar of salt. So any other thoughts tonight? Well, it'll be we'll wrap it up for tonight. We don't forget next week. Next Sunday morning, we won't be meeting here. We'll be at the park and in cabana number 5. I don't remember. But it's the same one we had as last year. All right. Anything else before we close out? I'll close us out. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you for this day. God, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, I thank you that you love me in spite of myself. Lord, as we go out into this week, you know what's going to come against us. Heavenly Father, Lord, and there may be some things that we don't like, and there may be some other things, Lord, that are very joyous to us. But whatever it is, Lord, let us be walking with you as you go before us and you give us victory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.